I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 from Nashville Public Radio. I'm very happy to welcome back classical guitarist William Yelverton again. Bill, good to see you again.
Thanks, Will. It's been a while.
You've been to Studio C many times over the years, and we're happy to hear you play again today. Some Renaissance Spanish music, all the way up to modern contemporary music as well. William is on the faculty at MTSU, professor of music, and director of the guitar program there. I guess we'll hear a bit about that as well. But Bill, it's up to you to do what you want to with your set today.
So. Okay. I'm going to start with a couple Spanish Renaissance pieces, the Milan Pavan No. 1 and Guardam las Vacas by Luis de Narvaez.
Very popular in Renaissance Spain called Guardame las Vacas by Luis de Narvaez. Before that, we heard the Pavan No. 1 of Luis Milan. William Yelverton playing guitar live in Studio C.
And thanks, Will, for the lending me your guitar for those pieces.
Happy to do that. I'm glad I happened to have it with me today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I'm going to switch to my guitar now. It's a different tuning, slightly different tuning for these next pieces. This is a few movements from a keyboard suite by Handel, originally in G. I'll be playing this in D. It's an allemande and an allegro, which is sort of an overture, and followed by a courant.
Thank you.
Allemande, Allegro, and Courante, the first three movements of a keyboard suite by George Frideric Handel. Many people know Bach wrote some fine keyboard suites. Not many people know Handel wrote fine keyboard suites as well. There are several of those, at least six, I think. William Yelverton playing live in Studio C on Classical 91.1. Very nice music.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, very nice. So you're the director of the guitar program, is that right?
Yes, we have a very fine guitar program at MTSU. We have scholarships available, out-of-state tuition waivers, and we're always welcoming new students. And I've been traveling around the past 3 weeks and visiting high schools and hearing some real talented young guitar players. There's a very good program in Greensboro, Patrick Louis. I heard some 15-year-old kids playing on college level, and another great program down at Macaulay School in Chattanooga. Chip Evans teaches down there. So I've been enjoying hearing some good young players out there.
It's always good to know that young people are coming along to keep the flame going. Moving up to Brazil now, and time-wise as well, music of Dilermando Reis, R-E-I-S. I'm not really sure how to pronounce the gentleman's last
name. Yeah, Reis, I think. His music, I sort of classified as cafe music in a way. It's he wrote some choros and some traditional dance music. It's very characteristic of Brazil, I would imagine, during the early part of the century. Something that you'd hear along with the charro. This is Jota de Baiana, which means sweetheart of the beach, or something like that. And it's a dance.
Music of Dilermando Reis, Jota de Baiana.
Baiana.
Is that right?
Yeah.
William Yelverton playing it live in Studio C. I need to work on my Portuguese, clearly. Well, one more piece. That's a nice piece. I'm always glad to hear this music of Reis.
I think that music like that, I think performers should add their own flair to instead of just playing. I hear a lot of people playing this music directly off the score, and it's so thin and so repetitive and simple that I think that I encourage students and other players to add their own improv and their own flair to the pieces, because I think they really need it.
Yeah, they invite it, actually. So, well, the music by Roger Hudson to close out your set today. Tell us about this piece and Roger.
Yeah, Roger was a long time associate of mine at MTSU, and he wrote a concerto for me, and which we did years ago with the Nashville Chamber Orchestra. And he's now moved to Tampa and is teaching at an art school. And this piece, Delta, I classify it as part of a set that I play called American Fingerstyle, because American Fingerstyle music to me uses somewhat of the classical technique, but incorporates vernacular music like blues and folk into it. And this piece is unusual, though. Even though it's got some blues elements, it's written in the meter of seven. So you have this seven rhythm throughout the whole thing that sounds like. So this is Delta by Roger Hudson.
It's called Delta, written by Roger Hudson, played live in Studio C by William Yelverton. Bill, thanks for being with us again, live in Studio C.
Thanks, Will. It's nice to see you. And play your guitar.
Oh, thank you for playing. It's nice to hear it played by someone who can actually play it. Bill is on the faculty at MTSU and also I'm visiting at the University of the South, I think, for a bit as well. Well, thanks again. And I'm Will Griffin. Thanks to Carl Peterson for engineering today. And thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Classical 91.1 as well.